Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 54.
Thank you for being with me on Table Talk. And we're having a great time, this series. It's just not this week, but it's been a new one every weekend. And so we're in the series about patience, godly patience, and how the Word of God has shown us from the very first time we talked about it till right now of how it's a good thing to have patience. And patience is not a sign of weakness. Patience is not a sign of backwardness. It is not a sign of cowardness. Absolutely not. You can be godly and have patience and know when to speak up, know when to stand up, knowing to have the patience of God on you to defeat the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, that little sign behind me says, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible, including not losing. Some people say, I lost my mind. I lost my patience. I got angry. I flew off the handle. You've heard all those excuses before, maybe used a whole lot yourself. But you know, it is something that can be controlled by your spirit, by the Spirit of God as well. And so in Psalm 40, verse 1, the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Back in the day when I was a kid at our church with Dr. Summerall, we had all-night prayer meetings, not five-minute prayer meetings. We had all-night prayer meetings. And maybe that's your spiritual background as well, where you had prayer meetings. We had many prayer meetings that on purpose we went till midnight. And so we prayed till midnight. And it was corporate prayer, everybody praying. Sometimes it would be specifics where we had an assignment of prayer, but then after that it was being led by the Spirit of God of what we individually felt we should pray for. But they lasted a long time. And you know, as kids, sometimes you might be subject to taking a little nap, waking back up again and praying. But for the most part, everybody was crying out to God for our nation, crying out to God for our cities in which we lived, crying out to God for our families that were lost and needed Jesus desperately. And we are doing so patiently praying and believing that the Spirit of God would move and set captives free. You don't hear about that too many times, in this country at least. And there might be a whole lot of praying like that going on in other countries as well. There might be some midnight prayers and all-night prayers going on in Africa. I believe there is. And in India, and in Asia, and in many other parts of the world, Central America, South America, they still might be having some all-night prayer meetings or till midnight prayer meetings. But then the West wonders, why is God doing that there and not here? It is kind of simple. They're paying the price, and we are not paying the price. It is that simple. They're willing to do what it takes, and we're not willing to do what it takes. One of the very simple keys is a thing called patience. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. And Romans 5, verses 3, 4, and 5. Here's a word that you might really not fully appreciate or want to hear. But listen to this. It is the Word of God. Not making this up. It's Romans chapter 5, verse 3, 4, and 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation works patience. Oh, no, I don't want tribulation. When I got saved, I thought I was going to be on a bed of roses. All my bills would be paid. I'd have brand new clothes and a brand new house and a brand new car. And everything would be different. The sun would always shine. Never a rainy day. Never a problem in the world after I took on Jesus. Well, when you took on Jesus, you took on a big enemy. And he is trying to disrupt and make miserable your life. But the Bible tells us that with tribulation, that's what works patience. And so you don't know what you have until you come up against an obstacle that is bigger than you. If it's one that you can handle, you'll wind up saying, look at that thing that I overcame. But when you come up against a tribulation or a trial bigger than you, then you have the opportunity to say, look what God brought me through. And if you have any sense at all, like a believer, you'll be saying all the time, wow, this is a miracle. This is God. He saw me through. I didn't have the patience. I didn't have the ability. I didn't have any of those things to get me through this issue of life. But through that tribulation, God brought me through. And when he brings you through, it works patience. The next verse says, patience brings experience. Experience brings hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Wow. What a precious word that is. I'm going to give you the reference again. It is Romans 5, verse 3, 4, and 5. And so read that thing over and over again. Get it way down deep in your spirit and say, you know what? Something might be coming my way. I don't know. Something ugly. Something no good. But I know that because of my experience with the Lord, because of my study with the Word of God, with knowing my position in the body of Christ as a believer, a son of God, I know that I can overcome instead of being overcome. Believers are overcome. We're overwhelmed. And they try to get involved and change things that they can't change. It's a God thing. You need to go to God. You need to pray. You need to seek his face and say, God, is this changeable? I want to do my part. But if it's something that only you can do, then God, you do it. And then what's the part that we play? Pray. Get that word of God down inside of you. Pray the word of God and see the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. I like that. Thanks for being with me today on Table Talk, the audio and the video. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.